The Courtship of the Yonghy Bonghy Bò by Edward Lear. On the coast of Coromandel, where the early pumpkins blow, in the middle of the woods lived the Yonghy Bonghy Bò. Two old chairs and half a candle, one old jug without a handle, these were all his worldly goods. In the middle of the woods, these were all the worldly goods of the Yonghy Bonghy Bò, of the Yonghy Bonghy Bò. Once among the bong trees, walking where the early pumpkins blow, to a little heap of stones came the Yonghy Bonghy Bò. There he heard a lady talking to some milk-white hens of Dorking.
"'Tis the Lady Jingly Jones on that little heap of stones. Sits the Lady Jingly Jones,' said the Yonghy Bonghy Bò, said the Yonghy Bonghy Bò. "'Lady Jingly, Lady Jingly, sitting where the pumpkins blow, will you come and be my wife?' said the Yonghy Bonghy Bò. "'I am tired of living singly on this coast so wild and shingly. I'm aweary of my life. If you'll come and be my wife, quite serene would be my life,' said the Yonghy Bonghy Bò, said the Yonghy Bonghy Bò. "'On this coast of Coromandel, shrimps and watercresses grow. Prawns are plentiful and cheap,' said the Yonghy Bonghy Bò. "'You shall have my chairs and candle, and my jug without a handle. Gaze upon the rolling deep, fishes plentiful and cheap, as the sea my love is deep,' said the Yonghy Bonghy Bò, said the Yonghy Bonghy Bò. Lady Jingly answered sadly, and her tears began to flow. "'Your proposal comes too late, Mr. Yonghy Bonghy Bò. I would be your wife most gladly.' Here she twirled her fingers madly. "'But in England I've a mate. Yes, you've asked me far too late, for in England I've a mate, Mr. Yonghy Bonghy Bò, Mr. Yonghy Bonghy Bò. Mr. Jones, his name is Handel, Handel Jones Esquire and Co. Dorking fowls delights to send, Mr. Yonghy Bonghy Bò. Keep your chairs and candle and your jug without a handle. I can merely be your friend. Should my Jones more Dorkins send, I will give you three, my friend, Mr. Yonghy Bonghy Bò, Mr. Yonghy Bonghy Bò. Though you've such a tiny body and your head so large doth grow, though your hat...